Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
Kennedy gets another flying shot. It bends. It floats. It floats. Looks up over the top to Bolton. And he puts the Jets on and goals.
Forward of the play to O'Brien. And now to Cripps. From 52 right to the square. And through she goes.
And they come from everywhere for the story of the year. Sam Doherty's from a comeback from cancer again.
And the Blues can fill the Melbourne air with a roar missing for so long. The Michael Voss era dawns with glorious possibility.
Oh, there, keep it going there, Dunstall. Come on, crank it up. Yeah, that's it. Now you're pumping it up, Whispers. Carlton Richmond at the MCG tonight. Storylines everywhere. The best call you'll get right here on SEN. Every game covered throughout the season. So we're excited about it. Now's your time to get involved. 1-300-736-736. Ring up, Tiger fans. Ring up if you're a Blues fan or just a footy supporter. Let us know what you think might happen tonight. 0433-98-1116. New players for Richmond. They're two big recruits that they've added to give them some midfield grunt. Clearance work has been a problem with the Richmond Footy Club for a long time. Even when they were winning premierships, they were struggling from a clearance point of view. They just won the ball back in their back half, so they didn't worry about it too much. But they've been started to get scored against in recent times, so they want to shore that up, and Taranto and Hopper will help them out there. And for the Blues, about four goals up halfway through the last quarter against Collingwood Whispers, they had a finals position in their grasp. And big Charlie Kerno had an opportunity to put them even five up, and then the Pies did what the Pies did all year, rattled home, beat them by a point, and denied them a spot in that finals. You talk about the gut-wrenching conclusion for the Swans, and it is on another level. That's a grand final. But this is, let's see how they respond to this. This was theirs for the taking, and they folded up in that last half of that last quarter against Collingwood.
Have they recruited well enough for your liking? They've got a couple of youngsters playing tonight. Blake Akers on a wing, who's a really accomplished player.
Yeah.
Georgie Hewitt, who missed a lot of footy towards the back end of last season, a really, really important player to them, is back in there as well.
Yep.
They've got their two big forwards there. They've got McGovern back in the back line as well.
No excuses from what I'm looking at this Carlton side, Whispers. You're right. Lockie Cowan's going to debut. Pick number 30 was the Morris medalist. He's a Tasmanian tough kid, so they're happy with him. Ollie Hollins will debut on the wing as well, and Akers is the other new player. But you're right, they've gone with one ruck. They've got Mark Pitnett, who's been named as an emergency, so they could have him as a sub and just see how big De Koning goes. And if he goes okay, great. If he doesn't, they could swing him on at any stage. So that's no big deal.
No, that's no big deal. But does that mean then that Jack becomes the backup ruckman again?
Probably. Yeah, well, they were playing against just a one ruck setup for the Tigers. Toby Nankervis is the only one that's running around for them. So let's see how that plays out. But I'll get to the Tigers in a minute. That looks really, it's almost their best side, is it? Someone can tell me from a Carlton point of view who's not playing, but all those ones you spoke about who had some injury issues are playing.
Yeah, but I guess, and they know better than us whether or not they're going to be slightly underdone.
Sam Walsh, obviously.
And Sam Walsh, obviously, is their best player outside and their best runner player and linky-type player. So they definitely will miss him. Just, crunching the numbers, and you do a lot more of this work than what I do, but they were 14th last year, the Tigers, in restricting scoring on a rebound, effectively. So does that mean that their methodology in bringing the ball forward didn't have the wall of defence behind them? They weren't working hard enough at ground level to retain possession of the ball or win back the ball in their forward line.
All of that, I reckon.
But they would have gone to work on that over the summer.
You would think, that Maurice Rioli to bring some forward pressure. I mean, that was essentially his role last year as well. So all of those issues will have been addressed, and it's great. And we love the old saying of Mike Tyson,
who says everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the nose. So both these sides have got great plans going in. Let's see what happens under the lights of the bright lights of the MCG on Thursday night with 90,000 people there.
Okay, who gets Harry, who gets McKay, and who gets Curnow? Of those defenders, I mean, Bolter goes to one, yeah?
Yeah, so Noah Bolter probably plays deepest. Grimes maybe takes the other one.
He's undersized, though, Grimes, on either of those guys.
Yeah, well, Nathan Broad, he can do a lockdown job as well. So, but that what a great, yeah, this is why I like Carlton. I mean, you might rein in Harry. Can you rein in Charlie as well? Mm. I mean, these two blokes are a phenomenal force, so... The important thing for them is to get some ground-level support. So Jack Martin playing, again, is into this side. Jack Silvani will do a lot of that grunt work that we spoke about. Fisher and Owies, opportunity to get at their feet. So they look well served, I reckon.
Yeah, and I think, you go into a game like that and you say, okay, well, part of our plan has to be that we've got to restrict the flow of the ball into their forward line too. So the midfielders just have to play their part so that Carlton aren't getting hold of them and moving the ball into the forward line quickly where they're going to find as much space as they need to operate in.
So cool to anticipate what might happen. Zach Williams, yep, we know that he's not playing too. Jack's in Yarrawonga. G'day, Jack.
How you going, man?
We're excited, Jack.
Oh, me too. A bloody cat couldn't scratch it. I'm that excited, Garrick.
Fair enough. That is exciting.
I can't wait. Thank God that it's getting started. The coverage and the build-up and all that's starting to get to me a bit. It's bordering on partial, in the words of Ross Lyon. You said the other day that, you know, where's the next crop coming up for the Tigers? And there's a throwaway line. You sort of said, oh, Shea Bolton's there. He had 90 shots of goal last year as a bloody 23-year-old small forward. So I reckon he's going to be the best player in the league by the end of the year this year, I think.
Yeah, he's not an up-and-comer, though, is he?
He's arrived.
No, he did. I didn't mention buddy Liam Baker or Samson Ryan. But you did chuck in Ralph Smith and Ross and all that. So there's a few coming through, man.
Yeah, no, they've got some talent there. All right. They believe they're thereabouts right now, and they're never going through that whole being patient. He talked about that yesterday, Dim. I'm not being patient. We're ready to go. Yeah. Gary's in Avondale Heights. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Yeah, we're good. Are you excited about tonight?
Yeah, mixed emotions about tonight's game.
Get up, no, get up, Gazza.
I'm trying to. I'm more concerned about Richmond getting too many injuries this year.
Been a downer, Gary.
Debbie down.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, we've had problems in the past with Cochin doing injuries.
Get down positive street, Gary, for goodness sake.
I'm trying to be upbeat. I'm first-time membership, so...
Yep. Good on
first
you.
Time.
That's great. That is a great...
You going tonight, Gary?
Unfortunately, no, because I've got to work tomorrow.
Oh, that's why you're flat. That's why you're a little bit flat, Gazza. Will you be home in front of the telly, though, or not?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Excellent. I'll tell you what, we might be able to get you up and about. Gary, we got a prize for
you. You're the prize, man.
I can't see any prizes on the sheet here at the moment, that's all.
We'll have a prize for you,
Gary.
Our switchboard's blowing up at the moment, so we've got to keep moving, Gazza, but get yourself up and nice to be a first-time Richmond member, though. G'day, Azza at Riddles Creek.
How are you, fellas?
Good, thank you.
I actually go for Richmond, but I reckon Carlton's missed a bit of a trick here not playing pit net because... And I'm not just talking about Mason Cox's game in the prelim in 2018, but Richmond's notorious for getting just eaten up by tall forwards. I reckon playing the Koenig forward and Pitnet in the ruck would have really caused me a sleepless night last night, but I'm a bit confident now. I think Ben Miller will play a big role tonight as well across the back line. He's an underrated, tall, only young player as well.
Hey, fair enough. We like that. Good on you, Aaron. They've got two pretty handy tools, two common medalists in actual fact, in Harry McKay and Charlie Curnow, but we hear what you're saying, and I like that thought. Simon's in Fairfield. G'day, Simon.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, it was the start of the NRL season. I was listening on SEN in Sydney, and Matty John said something that stood in my brain. He said, coaches, supporters and teams, they fall in love with potential, but it's eventually what gets coaches sacked.
Right.
And who are you
Is
talking
this in
about
reference to anyone, Simon?
Well, he was talking about rugby, but like just in general, like how you were talking about Jake Stringer last year and there's other players that maybe the potential might be there, but then eventually they don't deliver.
No, fair enough, Simon. Yeah. Thanks for that. I think there's an element of truth in that. But one of the great things, speaking of Craig McRae yesterday, is the relationship that he's been able to build with his players. So it's a trust, and you stick with them, and you stick with them until you don't, basically.
Well, you do. Kevin Sheedy said this many, many years ago, that coaches fall in love with their players, and they do. Right across the league, they fall in love with their players. Not just the potential, but they go into battle with them each and every week. They see them day in, day out. They understand, what they're going through as individuals. So it's, they form relationships. John's in Mill Park. Good morning, John.
Gentlemen, good morning. Gary, does Richmond not have a forward line in Tom Lynch, Jack Lewald, Dustin Martin, Shea Bolton? Can you please tell me, if the ball goes forward, how Carlton stops that forward line?
Well, that's an absolute reality, isn't it, John? They got a very nice forward line. What's your point?
Your point is you keep raising Carlton's forward line about Harry McKay and Charlie Curnow. Let me tell you, gentlemen, when we played them the second time round, Dylan Grimes played on Charlie Curnow and Curnow got smashed.
Good, John, good. That's a good point. Well brought up, so you're pretty confident?
You're never confident first up, but I'm not going to say who's going to. But I think if Richmond go forward, I think Carlton's defence is very sus.
So Lewis Young's going to have to play on a tool. Wiedering will probably go to Lynch, so that's going to be a match-up for the ages. And Doherty and Saad will...
You're leaving one out. A little bloke that's been pretty good in big finals. Number four.
Good luck. Good luck, whoever plays on him. Johnny, you have got confidence and you should have. Good luck to you and your Tigers. Rob's in Werribee. Morning to you, Rob.
So I was just thinking, how will Richmond really stop Curnow and McKay, them feeding the ball to Curnow and McKay, if they don't lock it up on clearances? How are we going to stop them? I don't think Balta or Grimes can do the job. I just don't think they can. I'm a Richmond supporter.
Yep.
I just don't think they can do it. If they lock it in the forward 50, fine. If we do like we did in the olden days where we could lock it in the forward 50 and we just kept scoring goal after goal. But if we're playing off halfback, I'm just concerned Carlton's going to get up.
See, this is what today's about, Whispers. This is what today's about. Everyone's got different approaches and theories. Rob's a bit concerned, and fair enough. And John says, hang on, what about our forward? This is what it's all about.
100% it's all what it's all about.
Exciting.
And we'll get to find out exactly what's going on at 7:20 tonight when they bounce the ball, Gary. And it's on. It's on.
Are you worried about Dion Prestia or not?
Yep, I am. I'm worried about him.
Hurt that shoulder against the...
I'm worried about him because he gets a lot of soft... He's a great little player, very important player for Richmond, but he does get a lot of injuries.
Yeah, I know. He's almost...
Tissues as well, but he's an important player when he's up and running. You have him and those other two, Hopper and also Taranto, in the midfield. I mean, that's a great little trio.
Yeah, the case can be made for both. And then we haven't even mentioned the reigning Brownlow medalist.
No, he hasn't been mentioned at all.
The Carlton supporter could ring up and go, wait, what about this bloke? He goes all right. They all go all right. He had 30-3 and kicked three goals and was just a leviathan in this big round one victory this time last year. So wonder what they do with him.
And was his last game... of last season, was that possibly his best game of his career?
Cripper.
Against Collingwood in that game?
I can't think to last week. I think anyone who's got great recollection about these things is just staggering. I can't remember what happened in that. Did he play well?
Well, it's a game, I'm pretty sure it's a game that Gil McLaughlin described as the best individual performance that he's seen in the time that he's been CEO of the AFL.
Therefore, I suggest he did have a good day. Ashley Holt on the line and others, we'll get you after a break. We're having a look at the big game tonight. Richmond fans making a case for their team. Carlton supporters counter-punching, evenly matched, going at it, 85,000 plus. It's going to be a belter.